5, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers. In this hour of radio about radio, go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
Today on the Radio Art Hour, we're going to hear two works from Guillermo Gomez Peña from the New American Radio Archives. Gomez Peña is a performance artist, writer, activist, and educator, and a founding member of the art collective Border Arts Workshop, Talar de Arte Fronterizo, director of the performance arts troupe La Poca Nostra. Today we will hear two of his works, I Don't Speak English Only, Vato, and Menage a Trade.
Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wavefarm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorrington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorrington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is I Don't Speak English, Only Vato by Guillermo Gomez Peña. Thank you for listening.
The following program may contain offensive language. I mean, Spanish.
Hace muchos años un hombre soñó un imperio muy grande.
Come in, Border Patrol.
This broadcast is not to be translated.
Hello, ¿qué onda, Slan Chilangolandia? Aquí de Volada Productions. El Beto Arcos, la Coco Fusco, Ellen Claver, Yareli Arismendi, Sergio Texcatlipón Carao y Gómez Peña, servidor, expertos en lecciones de gringo, ñol, spanglish, cacaló, tijuan english, cubañol, inglés, chilango y otros dialectos de fin de siglo, even french, carnales, pues la raza cósmico es perjórmica, perfórmica, políglota con zafos. Desde Boulder, Red Country, Colorado, a la bravota y hasta la muerte.
Pero de hoy, ¿cuánto gastaste?
Spanglization, a continental infection for which there is no antidote.
Mexiphobia is expressed in the emblematic territory of language. Though mostly a symbolic gesture, the English-only initiative clearly reflects a larger cultural sentiment. In contemporary America, Spanish is still perceived as an outlaw language, lingua polluta. It is the language of the dispossessed, the maid, the chauffeur, the waiter, the construction worker, and the street vendor, as well as the language of crime, gangas, drugs, and illegal immigration. At best, it can also be the language of exotic vacations, passionate weekend love affairs, and sexy tropical music, but never the language of great poetry, noble diplomacy, political intelligence, or spiritual enlightenment. Why? Está con nosotros la ley mexicanóloga Holly.
Just call me Holly.
Holly, just Holly. Doctora de No Ropa Institute in Boulder, Colorado. She's here with us tonight to tell us how gringos are socialized in the Southwest. So, Holly, just Holly, how much Spanish did you know?
Well, I learned a few words while I was growing up.
Like?
Oh, like taco.
And then?
Well, chi-chi.
And?
Nalga.
Oh, my God. Can you tell me a couple more?
Well, pito.
So, which was your first experience with Mexico?
Oh, well... I mean, my parents were very prejudiced, and they just tried to instill that prejudice in me. I mean, they told me these really horrible things when I was little about how dirty it was and how all the people were really awful and that I had to stay away from them, that it wasn't safe for me to be around them.
So, Holly.
Yes?
Simplemente, Holly. Which was the last time you were in Mexico?
Oh, I go there all the time, looking for materials for my altars.
For example, where do you go?
Oh, I've gone to, I've gone to Oaxaca, and, I've gone to San Cristobal de las Casas.
And how do you find people down there?
Oh, I travel very cheaply. I take buses with the Mexicans, and I just start talking to people, and usually they're just always very nice to me, and so usually by the end of the bus ride, I've got a place to stay.
Bienvenidos, bienvenidos. Mi casa es su casa.
Hey, did you hear that? He just said we can move in.
Really?
Oh, God. Great. I mean, we can have, like, fiestas all the time.
We can have, like, Mexican statues with the hair.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's going to be great. And margaritas anytime we want.
We can remodel the house and stuff because he said we can move in upstairs.
Oigan, no, no me refería.
Put new wallpaper on and just, like, open the
house. Oh, this is just going to be great. They're, like, so nice. You know, there's so nice.
Un momento, güera. Un momento, güera. Güera moment.
Sergio is an illegal. Guillermo is a wetback. Is Sergio a wetback?
No. Sergio is not a wetback. Sergio is an illegal. Guillermo is a wetback.
Good. Now, do you remember the little song we learned yesterday?
Yes, I remember.
Let's sing it.
Okay.
One little, two little, three little aliens. Four little, five little, six little aliens. Seven little, eight little, nine little aliens.
Tenga para que se entretenga.
Oh,
¿ya tomaste? Toma, pues.
Audio Graffiti FM. I am... Therefore I cross. My rationale for crossing is simple. Survival plus dignity equals migration minus memory.
Hyna, spanglization of honey, sweetheart, novia, or torta.
Te quiero.
I love you.
Te adoro.
I love you very much.
Te idolatro.
I really love you.
Me encantas.
I really, really love you.
Me fascinas.
I really, really love you very much.
Me enciendes.
I really, really love you very, very much.
Te adoro.
Can we talk about something else?
Cuando me dices que no.
Spanish lesson number one.
Culero es aquel que conociendo dos o más lenguajes solo te muestra uno.
Translation, please.
Culero is someone who speaks two or more languages, but always answers in the one you don't know. Bush también es un culero.
Blackout.
If I could have anyone in the world, you'd be the one I would choose. You can make it.
Pocho. He is she who bastardizes Spanish language and Mexican aesthetics.
Where chingados are we, man? Chicago, Tijuana, New York.
Hey, baby, give me five. Te veo, monjita pintarrajeada. Te veo y no te creo. El sci-fi rocker, te traigo finto. Marín sangrante, yo te abomino. Bajo la niebla, te fiscalizo. Sultán de mil encuentros, give me five. Pinto mi cruz, la wrestling diva, pantera del norte, te veo y te deseo, borrachita del Chicago, te veo, te meo, pancraca maraquera, antier contagiaste la peste, Madonna de la crisis binacional, te veo y te sigo deseando, la chola punk de la frontier, te veo, me matas, me arrepiento, me parto en dos, en diez, en veinte, me desintegro, negrura total, ay, en el centro del escenario. El águila bate sus últimas plumas y la migra me dispara por la espalda. Ay, Lord, qué mal pedo.
Don't you just love men with accents? Ah, oh, they're so cosmopolitan.
Güerita.
So sophisticated.
Duraznito en almíbar.
So sensitive.
Nalguita descolorida.
They call you mamacita.
Uy, besitos.
Oh, they still pay for you. Well, I mean, for the food at a restaurant.
Güera, 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 si me
they won't wash the dishes or the laundry, but they'll still open the door for you.
Uy, mamita,
really? Uy. Men with accents are the best.
So, my dear gabachos, how much Spanish can your cultivated ears tolerate?
Radio Qué Bueno, sirviendo a la comunidad hispanoparlante.
Esta es nuestra estación preferida.
Ahora son 13 años, siempre presentándole lo mejor de música, variedad, información, entretenimiento y lo más importante, cultura y respeto a usted, querido público.
Alienation. Alien nation. Alien action. Alienated. Alien hated. Alien hatred. Aliens out there. Hay alguien out there. Aliens the movie. Aliens, the album, Cowboys versus Aliens, Bikers versus aliens. Hippies versus aliens. The wetback from Mars. The Mexican transformer and his radioactive torta. The conquest of Tenochtitlan by Spielberg. The reconquest of Aztlán by Monty Python. The brown wave versus the microwave. Invaders from the south versus the San Diego Padres, reinforced by the Los Angeles police, reinforced by your ignorance. Dear Gabacho, good morning. This is Radio Latino FM, spoiling your breakfast as always.
Lalo, mire nomás, con 18 minutos, las 9 con 18 minutos. Gracias por acompañarnos.
This is Classics.
¿Será que ele está no pão de açúcar?
Vivo a Rigo Barnabé.
Post-CNN Chicano Art. A new techno-rascouache aesthetic that fuses epic rap poetry, performance art, interactive video, holographic radio and computer art with a Chicano-centric perspective.
Nice.
Lesson number 3. Advanced English conversation for English speakers. Please repeat after me. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Mm-hmm.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Oh, God. I can't. Oh, I can't believe it.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Oh.
It's great. It's really great.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Thank you.
Yamahata ebe, Hokomo, Akahama de Debe Humbabo, America Hamaundo, Papaya Hakatemi Himbao. I write like this, porque mi lengua está partida. Mihaya, Ahamondo Humo, Bahayan de Heme, Mexico. Esta partida, my very last departure, partiture du merde, hacia el otro lado de la memoria, 1955-1995, un mexicano menos.
Dentro de 4 segundos, você vai ouvir aqui o que não anda ouvindo por aí.
Parlez-vous français?
Ah oui. Ah oui, ma quoi.
So, what do you want to talk about? Well, you phoned in. Okay, I understand. It's been a long time, and you've forgotten how. Talking is like exercise. It hurts. Do you ever dream of enchiladas? I mean the real ones, with sour cream y todo. I know, just the cream alone is 86% fat, but that's okay. Your memory needs it. It's natural to feel guilt. You're not alone. Oh, I don't think you've forgotten. You just haven't used it in a while. It's one of the body's strongest muscles, and you say yours is pretty big, right? It can be retrained. Let's see. Take it out. Stick it out. Wide. Roll it. Try it. Ferrocarril. Good.
Say it in English, please. Say it in English, please.
Matachin.
Say it in English.
Remember only what you want.
No, I'm sorry.
The rest is poisonous algae.
Say it in English, please.
Toxic waste in your mental tundra. Linguo lae ars fronterica.
No, I'm sorry. Mejor en español.
I remember speaking in tongues since I was 12. always wondering if I was mad or enlightened, either or. I remember things in English or in Spanish. English for politics, Spanish for love, English for praxis, Spanish for theory, English for survival, Spanish for laughter, English for time, Spanish for space, English for art, Spanish for literature, Lingua Lae Ars Frontérica.
A well-known seismologist in Southern California declared that the recent earthquake in Los Angeles was the result of the unusual concentration of Mexican nationals in the area of the quake. The seismologist, who declined to be named, said he has conclusive evidence that the 5 million Mexicans in Southern California have destabilized the fragile balance of geological forces. The Northridge Fault is a direct result of U.S. immigration policy, according to this unnamed scientist. The seismologist suggested an immediate redistribution of Mexicans throughout the continent in order to avoid further stress.
And godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ and our Savior, who gave himself for us.
Ganga, from the English word gang, a term coined by the U.S. Police Department to describe all people of color under 18.
It is estimated that there are approximately 6 million undocumented or illegal aliens living and working in the United States at this time.
Come in, Border Patrol.
I'm in chopper one. I need help. I need assistance. I saw the ethno police busting a young Chicano for breathing. El Johnny looked at them through his grandpa's glasses and said, en calafeño, no más for cruising, carnal. Si llevo 20 siglos caminando, cruising low from Aztlán to Tenochtitlan and back through Tijuas or Juárez en camión de tres estrellas, cuarras into the barrio, califas, ¿qué fais? Tlatuani en roller skates. Aquí nomás, Califa Ruiz, californiando a todo color, californico, where all realities join to become metaficción.
Su figura está recuperando la armonía.
Do you think money is sexy?
Dará cuenta de esto.
Do you think needing to sleep or eat is a sign of weakness?
Está cada vez.
Do you engage in sex for exercise?
Es una sensación.
Do you engage in sex for love?
De mucho bienestar.
Do you want to have children?
Usted se está
Do you want to raise your children?
Innecesaria.
Do you
se
want to get married?
De energía.
Do you want to stay married? Do you think you'll die of a heart attack? Do you think you'll die?
So, my dear gabachos, how much Spanish can your cultivated ears tolerate?
Sem terra no Brasil virou caso de polícia.
Crianças são exploradas no corte de cana em Pernambuco.
Devastação nas reservas indígenas para extrair madeira.
E os engenheiros do Havaí são os convidados de hoje do nosso programa e vão falar de uma engenharia diferente.
Com emissoras espalhadas por todo o país, Notícias do Brasil está começando agora.
L'ascolto di
Chin 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 Radio.
Chin Radio, la tua radio.
Oiga, su copiloto radio, qué bueno para usted que en estos momentos anda por las carreteras de Dios. Gracias por acompañarnos. Recuerde que su copiloto es nada menos KBNO Radio, qué bueno. Y ahora nos vamos con otra bonita melodía que nos solicitaron. Con esta melodía mandamos saludos para toda la gente que está trabajando por ahí en los restaurantes, para todos los lavaplatos, gracias.
Welcome to this interview from the studios of WUEY Radio Vouet, and we're here this evening with an actual authentic illegal alien right from the streets to find out more about what he thinks and to talk about the official English. Could you tell us what you think of this country?
Yo no entiendo de qué están hablando.
Could you tell us in English, please, what you think of this country?
La neta, señorita, yo no hablo inglés.
Excuse me, but, you know, we are talking about the official English, and it's hard to understand you. So could you please tell us what you're doing here?
Pues a mí me trajo mi compadre, y pues, yo lo acompañé.
Excuse me, is there a translator here? Is there somebody that can help us out? This is not going very far. So could you ask him he's doing here?
¿Qué hace aquí?
Pues, la neta, no sé.
Is he really understanding this? Is he answering the questions? Could you ask him, what is he doing here? And
¿Habla inglés?
Pues, la neta, no. Yo estoy aquí nomás porque acompañé a mi compadre.
And what is he saying? Why he's doing here? What is he doing here?
He says he came with a friend, but he doesn't know why he's here.
And could you ask him if he's thinking about learning English?
¿Quiere aprender inglés?
Pues no es necesario. En este país, uno puede pasarse toda la vida sin necesidad de aprender inglés.
Well, frankly, sir, I think this just shows the reason why we need to have this official English. And it's just very, very important. I mean, if you really hope to compete, if you really hope to become part of America, it's just very, very important to understand English and to speak it. This is the language of America, and we need to have one common language because it's very necessary.
Santa Cruz, San Diego, not one English word, santos y santas tatuadas, México, los Estados Unidos de Arte América, América, not one English word for a second, English only, just a dream. Jesse Helms, just a dream, not a memory. My oldest memory being Mexico.
Mexico.
Aztlan.
Aztlan? What is Aztlan? It's Mexico. Tijuana. Juarez.
Piedras Negras.
Piedras Negras.
Taos.
Taos.
Not one English word.
English is the language of the United States of America.
Nuestro continente fue creado por lenguas indígenas, descreado en español y procreado finalmente en inglés.
Dear Haina, devoted years to your pubis raramuri, a lifetime in the sphincter of America, scratched your back to the rolas of El Flaco, wrote you poems on airlines, vomit bags, stuff like llorar políglota, to cry in inglés, entre ingles extranjeras, orinar en español, rock and rollear en esperanto, signos todos de nova identidad, Ay, quanta concentrazione è necessaria per parlare e per togliare la parola da dentro. Pos, said my tongue in English. I meant to only write in Spanish, but I suddenly forgot. Sign, el post-colonial warrior, servidor que cruza y nunca llega. P.S. Califas is burning again.
You've been listening to I Don't Speak English Only, Fato, conceived, performed, and produced by Guillermo Gomez Peña, Yareli Arizmendi, Sergio Arau, and Coco Fusco, with Ellen Claver and Beto Arcos. The technical production was by Beto Arcos, Chris Murphy, and Rona Michelle. Final mix by Rona Michelle. I Don't Speak English Only, Fato, was commissioned by the Spanglish Only Foundation.
You just heard I Don't Speak English Only Vato by Guillermo Gomez Peña, broadcast by New American Radio. Up next is Menage a Trade by Guillermo Gomez Peña. Thank you for listening.
Free Taco Agreement, an innovative economic initiative designed by the Chicano Secret Service. Its main objective is the production and distribution of free tacos to the starving gringo minorities.
Good evening, estimados radioobedientes. This is your noticiero de fin de siglo, 1,000 megahertz above reality. At the top of the news tonight, ex-President Bush has been diagnosed with Down syndrome. Pinochet falls but leaves a triple shadow behind. Superbarrio replaces Boutros Ghali at the United Nations. The Dalai Lama relocates to El Salvador. The Eastern Bloc goes west for shopping. Gorbachev confesses he was just kidding.
Y ahora, damas y caballeros, la cumbia de NAFTA.
En reportage direct du Banff Center, situé dans les montagnes rocheuses canadiennes en Alberta. Je suis en compagnie d'artistes des États-Unis et du Mexique. Nous vous invitons à explorer avec nous le prochain programme radiophonique qui a pour thème l'accord de libre-échange nord-américain, ALENA. En tant que représentatrice de la position canadienne, j'observerai les ébats libidineux entre le Mexique et les États-Unis. Par respect de la tradition historique canadienne, je resterai une observatrice neutre et impartiale. Je vous invite à nous suivre dans l'univers fascinant d'Alénar.
Remember America before the LA riots?
Avant Oka en Chiapas?
Oka, nada. Mm. Qué tiempos aquellos, América.
Oh, yeah, honey, Mexico hiendo. I mean penetrating.
Les enfants de la Chigada perdus dans l'abîme du désir.
¿Recuerdas? Aquellos días calientes de cortejo y
Oh, we were young, and NAFTA was just a gleam in the eye.
Perdu dans le hall du Congrès, riant et dansant au son du mariachi, jazz et de la musique canadienne country.
Coca-Cola drinks with our buddies from Kodak, American mm-hmm. Express, and General Motors.
Entre piernas, apapachos en franglais, Spanglish and gringo ñol.
Moi, mix, Mexique.
Trilingual love, maple syrup, ketchup, and powder guacamole.
La Mexique.
Nous ne pouvons résister l'un à l'autre.
Todo parecía posible, incluso la comunicación transnacional.
When did it all go wrong?
now reporting from Washington, D.C. during the first trinational meeting following the NAFTA agreement. Gathered here are official representatives of the three countries. Let's go to the floor.
Gentlemen, I thought you were going to do what you said.
¿Qué está diciendo?
But you haven't done nothing what you said.
Hable, por favor, en español,
¿ok? Tenemos que entender...
Nada de... You said
it. Ya, aprende a hablar español.
Mira, ahora
nos ponemos a negociar.
Órale, órale.
Pégale al güey este, pégale al senador.
Órale, cabrón.
Órale, cabrón. Órale,
cabrón.
Órale, cabrón.
Bóchale con la lana, güey.
Bóchate.
Pinches gringos arrogantes, cabrón.
Oh my God, stop!
Please.
The following tape was leaked to the press by a member of the Mex-American Congress.
Well, Charlie, I have the trade agreement here in front of me, and I can't locate anything about the Zapatista question. There is a clause about the Guanajuato Zapato question, and I'm wondering if this is related to the Chiapas Zapata question, possibly so. Charlie, our people here are very, very worried that there might be turmoil in our backyard, you know? So we want some clarification from you.
I got a macho camacho to take care of it.
Oh, Charlie, we'll all sleep better tonight.
Simultaneous translation. A North American free trade agreement has been signed by Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. Soon, we will become the largest artificial economic community on the planet. In terms of geography and demographics, it will be much larger than the European community or the fashionable Pacific Rim. Sadly, from all the possible free trade agreements that could have been designed, the neoliberal version we have on the table is not exactly an enlightened one. It is based on the arrogant post-Cold War fallacy that the market will solve all our problems, avoiding the most basic social, labor, environmental, and cultural responsibilities that it carries within.
Amigoization, a process of happy Mexicanization.
Lesson number 4, advanced slang for NAFTA speakers. Hispanic terms and expressions such as barrio, bodega, fiesta, palante, qué pasa, gracias, and the commonly used chingada could be combined with the English copy to give it an ethnic flavor without the non-Hispanic audience feeling excluded.
Acuérdense de ese pobre hígado.
¿Cómo estarán?
¿Cómo estarán ese pobre
les
hígado?
Les va a zapatear.
La parte va a acabar los diabéticos.
Ay, ay, ay.
Bienvenidos a Naftalandia, damas y caballeros, lovers, consumers of pura bicultura, a new transcontinental breeze ricochets from Monterrey to Manhattan, from DF to LA and beyond. We perceive the pungent smells of chili con ketchup and local mole. Never before had Gringolandia, digo, America succumb to the savor of the amigo country with such eagerness and gusto.
Excuse me, are you Mexican?
I used to be.
Well, you look Mexican to me.
Oh, thank you. I wish I was more Mexican, you know, but I'm 100% Spanish. Sorry.
Well, but can you speak from Mexico?
Oh, of course. I mean, we both speak Spanish, right? What do you want to talk about?
NAFTA? ¿Qué opinas?
I love it. I love the non-fat agreement. I think it's just great. But I must say that, like, I'm really super Mexican most of the time, but I'm really mad at them right now because I think they're really ungrateful and they're misunderstanding the Americans, okay? I think that if Mexicans are going to go work over at the U.S., into the factories and sneak through the river and sneak on the fences, they should be really grateful that the Americans are being so nice as to move the factories to Mexico so that they don't have that long a commute.
Don't arrive late to the Grand Trinational Fiesta. Support NAFTA. Free trade art for the klepto-Mexican connoisseur. Join a new vibrant gastro-erotic cultural maquiladora y de paso contribute to...
Reality's divided into two great eras, BDC and ADC. Before Diet Coke and after Diet Coke.
In addition to these high-tech appetites, consumers are looking for a whole shopping list of things to buy, from pantyhose to mayonnaise to vacation packages to the all-American chili pizza taco burger with old-fashioned nacho fries.
Dear trans-American citizen, there's a continent of sophisticated consumers awakening to the sound of the clamoring of American products and services. Say goodbye to the days of economic isolationism, belligerent dictatorships, and angry minorities, and welcome in a new era of trade and prosperity!
What is the grandfather of NAFTA, the GATT?
What are the real causes of this conflict that we are living in?
Que signifique beneficios para toda la población.
And it's American Express who wants to go into every country in the world and convert everybody to an American Express card.
Yes, we want a new partnership with one of the most successful and fastest growing free market experiments in the world, or we can draw ourselves up into our most imperious neo-colonial posture and say, no deal, Mexico. You are not democratic enough. Your factories are not clean enough. Your immigration laws are not tough enough. We will not assist you in improving your living standards until you correct these glaring flaws in your national character.
Social problems that could have been left without.
O sea, mejoramiento en la calidad del trabajo. Que traiga finalmente justicia social para nuestro pueblo.
México no importa, exporta.
Ici Mireille Perron, en direct du Canada. J'aimerais partager avec nos auditeurs et auditrices mes dernières compilations statistiques. L'anglais, dans notre programme, a occupé plus de 50% du temps d'écoute. L'espagnol, 30%. Le français, 3%. Quant aux autres langues, elles occupent 15%. La parodie politique, 60%. Le contenu sexuel, 35%. L'humour grossier, 5%. Nous pouvons subdiviser de nouveau la parodie politique en trois catégories. Transnationale, 45%, nord-américaine, 55%, régionale, 5%. Le contenu sexuel en quatre catégories. Hétérosexuel, 65%, bisexuel, 20%, homosexuel, 15%, indéfini, 5%.
And now, back to our program.
Oh,
Fink, or the Grünling, Gierlitz, Distelfink, or the Stieglitz.
That brings salvation has appeared to all men. Yeah, the grace of God brings salvation. And it's for all, not just for a select group or one nationality, but it's for one ethnic group, but it's for all. And we're thankful we have the voice of radio that carries the message to many, many countries today, going all around the world and encircling the globe, telling about God's wonderful grace. The grace of God brings us salvation, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this
Cambodia
present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ and our Savior, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works.
Nicaragua is Miami, your house is also mine, your language is mine as well, el sur en el norte se desangra, el norte se evapora por los siglos de los siglos, and suddenly you're homeless.
Good evening, estimados radioobedientes. This is your noticiero de fin de siglo. 1,000 megahertz above reality. At the top of the news tonight, American artists demand gringos troika at home. Canada adopts Japanese as the only official language. Panama invades Washington in search of Oliver North. Saddam Hussein is seen naked with Margaret Thatcher in Saint-Tropez. His genitals were... Violeta Chamorro is also photographed naked at an S&M party. The only woman in an ocean of Sandinista studs. The Pope and the King of Spain prepare for the mother of all fiestas, the rediscovery and recolonization of the Americas, this time co-sponsored by CNN, Televisa, the Pentagon, and Discovery Productions. The Pope confesses he contracted AIDS during his 1992 trip to Brazil, in which AIDS has finally affected the immunological system of the mainstream. The Heritage Foundation censors this un-American broadcast. Multiculturalism becomes a nostalgic TV series. Tonight, the art world discovers a new ism. Meta, post, infra, beta, plus, etc., 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 etc.
Miss Lucy， 哎呀，你陰功咯，你姗姗嚟遲咗，知唔知等到我頸都長，真係望到我腳都痹啊！
哎呀，真係對唔住啦，文經理。
冇想講。
因為我爹哋啦。
啊，你爹哋做乜嘢啊
？Mireille Perron again, reporting from Canada. Did you know that there are 35 million Mexicans living in the United States, and that this number surpasses the total population of Canada, which is only 26 million? Did you know that the total population of Canada is roughly the same as the number of people now living in Mexico City or the entire population of California? Listeners will also be fascinated to know that the number of elks grazing in the Banff National Park easily exceeds the number of Mexicans living in the entire Canadian Rocky Mountains. And that the number of Mexican intellectuals who speak French surpasses the number of Canadian politicians who speak French.
You want to record me? Go ahead. What's the question again?
Officer, I understand you often need to use your gun.
Well, yeah, of course I do.
But what do you use for target practice?
Cans.
Cans?
Like Mexicans and Puerto Ricans and Africans. You're not laughing.
Infect, oh Mexicanis. Infect them. Gueros against the will of history. Infect them. In fact, At this point in time, I have no other option but to be contagious. My loyal radio escuchas, it's me again, el virus mostachón. I'm everywhere, güerejos, in your food, your dreams, your garden, in the evening news and the morning coffee. I am here, there, to help you remember while you capitulate.
The dishes, no one to babysit your children, no one to pick your vegetarian food, no one to carry your luggage at the airport, no one to clean your Hilton hotel room, no one to boss around, no one. Don't you think you better be nice?
Hijo de tu recontra.
This message is brought to you by the Day Without a Mexican Foundation.
Simultaneous translation. Many burning questions remain unanswered. Given the endemic lack of political and economic symmetry between the three countries, will Mexico become a mega maquiladora nation, the largest Indian reservation of the U.S., or will it be treated as an equal by its bigger partners? Will the predatory Statue of Liberty devour the contemplative Virgin of Guadalupe, or are they merely going to dance a sweaty quebradita? Will Mexico become the toxic and cultural waste dump of its northern neighbors? Given the exponential increase of American trash and media culture in Mexico, what will happen to their indigenous traditions, social and cultural rituals, language and national psyche? Will the future generations become hyphenated Mexican-Americans, brown-skinned gringos, and canoches, or upside-down Chicanos? And what about us? Will we slowly become Chicanadians, Wasp Backs, Gringo Trelawneys, and Anglo Malins?
It's late. It's dark. But it doesn't have to be lonely. Nostalgia Maldita 1900, Mexico. Is waiting for your memories.
Now, for a limited time only, receive an inflatable taco with your phone call. We accept Canadian loonies and American pesos. Call now.
Avez-vous travaillé au cours de la période couverte par cette déclaration?
Non, non, non.
You will receive a 200-page catalog certified by Televisa and the Metropolitan. You can place your mail orders de volada by simply dialing your resident alien number or by speaking directly to our representative after the show. Ahora, no one can like a Mexican. Approach your founders de ya porque free raid. Free trade, artist, tax deducted. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm having an identity crisis on the radio station. I don't know what I'm saying. La neta es que I need a job real bad. The art world doesn't want to buy me anymore. You know, multiculturalism is passé.
Can anyone give me a job?
Mexico! Mexico!
Lindo y querido!
This is Mireille Perron reporting one last time from the Banff Center in the beautiful Canadian Rocky Mountains. I would like to remind our listeners that while our program has had the pretension of being both critical and alternative, it has preserved the established order of NAFTA. The sponsorship for this program is American. The Canadians have provided technical assistance and the appearance of a neutral but critical consciousness. The manpower and cultural content is Mexican. This concludes our program. Thank you for listening. And here's hoping that all our NAFTA dreams come true.
You just heard Menage a Trade by Guillermo Gomez Pina, broadcast by New American Radio.
A 6-0-8-9-9.
That was the Radio Art Hour. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the radio art you heard featured on the Radio Art Hour. The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.